Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, it's me, Pippin, just dropping in to say hello and thank you all so much for donating to our crowdfunder to support season 2 of Spirit Box Radio. I'm so proud and happy and grateful. Thank you so much everyone who was able to donate, or even if you just retweeted or shared it anywhere, just thank you so much. Today you're going to be hearing from the very cast members whom you have supported in the crowdfunder. Without further ado, I will let them take it away.
My name is Thais, I'm a voice actor and I play Ignorance, aka Bliss, in Spirit Box Radio.
Hi, my name is Ripley, I am an honorary sloth, writer and voice actor at Hanging Sloth Studios, and I play Rytidia Delphus and Sickla Senior in Spirit Box Radio.
My name is Becca, I am a voice actor in Spirit Box Radio, and I play Indie or Indifference.
My name is Freya, I'm doing a degree in costume design, and I play Showcaller Emily.
Hi, my name's Daisy Major, and I am an actor, writer and director, just general theatre maker, and I play regular caller Beth in Spirit Box Radio.
My name is Kay Watson, I'm a voice actor, and I play Ingra on Spirit Box Radio.
So my name is Billy Bray, I go by he, him, they, them pronouns. I am a voice actor in Spirit Box Radio, work at an escape room, No Escape London, come see our things. Watch anime, I play Stardew Valley on the Switch, and I nap. That's what I do. And I play Scourge.
What is your character like? Do you like them? Would you grab a coffee with them?
My character doesn't know shit. She wants to continue not knowing shit. And she's very determined to achieve that goal, as we've all seen. I like Bliss in the sense that she's a very cool character to play, but I'm so unlike her in real life that I don't think we will even attempt to get along, so I don't think I would go for a coffee with her.
I love Rytidia dearly. She would hate me. Just because I'm not a very outdoorsy person. I spend a lot of my time inside. I work from home. I don't really like wind or rain or anything, really. I don't like getting dirty. So Rytidia is my basic complete opposite. I would love to get a coffee with her. She would hate to get a coffee with me. She would think I was
a cosmopolitan cretin, if you will.
Okay. Indy is a very complicated character. She is very old and therefore very, very complicated. She, when we meet her in the show, she is the leader of this little trio of major arcana called the Inconvenient Sins, or the Sin Conveniences. Obviously, would very much suggest she's a very indifferent character. That's her whole main personality trait, is that she's indifferent towards things, indifferent toward people, towards situations, towards everything. But you know, as we can see, do I like Indy? Like is a very complicated word. I have much love for them in my heart, because they, you know, I've never played a character sort of like this. I've never played a character like Indy, full stop, in any sort of variety, but also this is the first voice acting job really I've ever had. And so I have a lot of love for her because of that. But also I hate him because he is an awful person. And they, you know, they do not make good choices. They're a murderer, they're not a good person. But do I still love them? Yes. Would you grab a coffee with them? I would grab a coffee with him just for interest purposes of getting to meet them and ask her you know, just have a conversation with them. Probably that it wouldn't end up in a conversation, really, because Indy would just, you know, probably not answer anything that I would ask. I don't think they would like me, because I care a little bit too much about things, and Indy doesn't care enough. Although maybe we would make a nice friendship, because we would balance each other out. You know, he could, you know, bring me up on caring a bit too much, and I could bring him up on not caring enough. Maybe that could be nice. Probably not, though. I'd say they'd probably just sit down and then leave after 5 minutes.
I like her very much. I would totally get coffee with her. I think we would have fun. I think we'd get along in real life.
Oh, I think they're quite sweet. And is really up for helping. And whilst obviously the whole holy shit I'm dead thing is a shock, I think they really want to do what they can for Sam. I think they Beth has quite a soft spot for him, and wants to help in any way they can. I don't think she's really sure what, like, they're, or they just feel like they know that it's to, like, serve Sam. I do like her. I think they're, like I say, they're very eager, I think. I'm not entirely sure that Beth has much common sense, you know, with the whole eyebrow and yellow thing. I don't think she really thinks things through that much. Probably acts on instinct a lot. But I think that could make you look quite a good friend. So, yeah, I like Beth. I would absolutely grab a coffee with them. Though I don't really drink coffee. Beth strikes me as like a herbal tea type gal. So maybe we'd go for like some fruit herbal tea together. Yeah, I'd do that.
The thing about Ingra is that they are, first and foremost, the embodiment of ingratitude. That is what drives them, is a sense of sort of never quite being happy with what they've been given. They're kind of a jerk, and I honestly can love and respect that. I have a lot of friends who are jerks. I feel like sometimes you need people in your life, and for me, often these people are like co-workers, where, you know, maybe you are not dependent on them emotionally, and maybe you don't have deep conversations with them, but you just want to get a coffee and complain about somebody you both don't like. I think Ingra is perfect for that situation. Ingra is perfect for a bitch fest. They've got a lot to bitch about.
Scourge is basically a prick. He's not a nice guy. He's kind of funny though. I very much like the way that they have all of this information that they just refuse to give out. I find that very funny. They obviously get like a power trip off of it, of just knowing things that other people don't know. I find that very amusing, this whole manipulation of, well, I know and you don't. Ha ha ha, fuck you, Sam, kind of vibes that they've got going on. I wouldn't necessarily say I like Scourge, because, you know, they're awful, they're very manipulative, they're not a nice guy, they're there to cause pain. I don't know, I find them kind of funny though. You know, it's the whole queers love villains thing, be gay, do crime, you know? Very much that. And I think a conversation with them would be very interesting. Just to see what they have to say about things. But also, yeah, it wouldn't be a coffee kind of a date. They'd want to go out and drink, but it wouldn't be a pub. It'd be like a speakeasy background place where you have to have a password to get in, and like no one knows it's there, and they all drink absinthe.
How did you hear about the show and end up getting involved?
I first discovered the show through my castmate Ripley's TikTok. They posted about Hanging Sloths having an open casting call. And initially, I didn't want to audition. Like, I just said, oh, what a cool show to listen to. And when I listened, I thought it would be great to be a part of this. So, and luckily, the casting calls were still on. So I auditioned and I got the part, and I'm very glad I did.
Okay, so I've been really good friends with Alex for about 8 years now, and we are part of the same Discord server where we and a bunch of friends get together every Sunday, I think, and we play Ace Attorney, the video game, together. And it's kind of like a visual novel. We divvy out the parts and we do voice act the parts. So Alex already knew that I can pull off a pretty damn good shrill old woman voice. But one day Alex sent along the open call for voice actors for Spirit Box Radio. I think it was in February of 2020, and I thought I might as well give it a shot. I did, and I got talking to Pip, and we both really liked each other, and I think that Pip is one of my best buds now. I love Pip. I love him dearly, and I visit their house and bother their cats. It's great. This is the best.
I heard about the show from a dear friend of mine. We know each other from the sort of TikTok cosplay community, and they had essentially put out this thing saying that the show they were in need of voice actors. And so I thought this would be the perfect opportunity. And so I submitted an audition, and then I got offered the part of Indy, and it was very, very exciting. So I have Ripley to thank for that, really.
Saw Ripley, who plays Rytidia's TikTok, about the show holding auditions. So I decided to check out the show, and I really enjoyed the story up to that point. I think it was only 7 or 8 episodes, I think, were out at that point. And I just really liked the vibe. So I auditioned.
Pip just said, hey, you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, I do. And, you know, having worked with Hanging Sloth Studios on Clockwork Bird, I knew it was, like, a fun time, and knowing that it was just going to get better and bigger from there, I wasn't going to miss out on it.
I heard about the show, I believe, through Twitter. You know, I keep an eye on sort of the audio drama space there, and Pippin put out the call, and I ended up auditioning for the sort of unnamed villain trio and being given some very interesting character inspiration, and that was how I ended up with the show.
So I heard about the show from Ripley, actually. Funny story. I say funny, you might not find it funny, but I do. Me and Becca both follow Ripley on TikTok, and we both auditioned, but we didn't tell each other for some reason. Neither of us mentioned it. So, you know, we did the auditions, then it was a couple of weeks before we heard back about anything, and then we did. And then we have a group chat that me, Becca, and, like, our very close friends are in. And I popped a message in this group chat being like, oh, I got into this podcast, isn't that cool? And then Becca responded going, hey, how did you know I auditioned and got into this podcast? And I was like, I did not know. I also got in. And Becca was like, oh, shit, man. Wild. And then it kind of clocked that, yeah, we both auditioned for the same thing and both got in, and it was pretty cool. And we were like, guess we're working together again.
What's been your favourite moment of the show so far, / your favourite thing about being involved in the show?
Gotta say the finale. I know it's an entire episode and not exactly a moment, but the whole thing is just so cool and such a satisfying end to the season. It's just the best. And my favourite thing about being involved in the show is definitely witnessing the dedicated fan base that has formed around it. You all have such love for what we do, and I love seeing your live reactions, theories, fan art and fanfics, and of course the amazing wiki and everything else that you do. It's truly mind-blowing, and seeing that is truly a privilege.
So my favorite thing about being involved in the show is just a lot of the cast members were already, like, acquaintances of mine, friends of mine. So by being on the show, it's just kind of let me have a stronger relationship with those people. And even then, the cast members who I didn't know before this, I didn't know Pip before this, and now they're one of my, like, closest friends, which is super, like, I didn't know him at the start of the year, and now we're, like, best buddies, which is super weird. But yeah, that's also really cool. And then favourite moment in the show, actually the augury forecasts, like the funny little bits that don't really have, like, an emphasis on plot or anything. They're just kind of there. I like seeing what Pip comes up with. And also the entirety of the first episode where Oliver is introduced. Oh my god, the amount of simping in that episode is palpable.
this probably counts really more as like a whole episode, but it's just like my favorite moment of the show really is the first time that we hear Sam and Oliver talk. But the first episode that they talk in Oliver's flower shop. Because I just think that whole scene is just genius, from the way that Will and Pip perform it, to the dialogue, to the sound editing, the whole thing is just like magic. And I remember listening to that episode and just being like, oh my god, I'm so lucky to be a part of this. This is phenomenal. So that just sort of scene generally, I think it was like a whole episode, but I'm gonna say it anyway, was just my favorite, because it's just magic. And my favorite thing about being involved in the show is, I think it's getting to sort of fulfill that dream of that I've seen so many other fiction podcast creators that I admire so much do, and getting to really delve into a character that I've never played a character like Indy before. I think I've said that before, but I really, really haven't. So really getting to sort of delve into this mindset of this character that I usually, that really on a stage, which is what I usually would perform when I wouldn't get a chance to play, I am queer and plus size, so it's very hard to find sort of these really, it's really hard sometimes to get these really incredibly nuanced roles, and just for somebody to give me the opportunity to play that, so that has just been something so, so exciting to do.
I think my favourite thing about the show, apart from of course the incredible storytelling of Pip's writing combined with the sound editing, is getting to watch the amazing fan content and interactions that this show has spawned. It's just incredible to see the volume of work that's put out by people who find the show and just love it as much as we all do.
My favourite moment of the show is the whole show. I think it's all brilliant and it's just so fun but also dark. And I think Pip does a really good job of balancing those two things so that they don't negate each other. They just make each other better, which is really fun. But I think my favourite thing about being involved in the show is all of the cast, like Billy worked with me on a project separate from Hanging Sauce Studios, and I hope to work with them again. And yeah, all of the people on the cast are just brilliant, and getting to work with them in proxy, even though obviously we record remotely and separately because there was a pandemic and all of that, so a lot of them I've never met them, but it's just nice. It's just, I can't pick a favourite thing. I love it.
My favourite thing so far about being involved with the show has just been honestly seeing the fandom grow and develop and have all these conversations and become sort of such a community hub. It's been really delightful to see the way people are reacting and coming up with theories and building relationships with each other. So it's just been really, really delightful to see all of that happening over the course of, you know, however many weeks since I first sort of jumped aboard.
It's a difficult one. I'm kind of torn between two. Like, I very much enjoyed The Sinconveniences in the final episode and just their entire vibe. Very good. Like, the chemistry that those three actors have is just fantastic. Especially considering they're in three different time zones on three different continents and yet still somehow manage to just get it, you know? But I also really... Oh, this is gonna sound all, you know, egotistical. I really enjoyed my character. I enjoyed... just the bits, not even the long speak bits from Scourge. I mean, like, the tiny bits where he literally pops in for, like, two sentences on the recording machine. He's just like, hey, bro, and then fucks off, and Sam's left in utter confusion. I enjoyed that very much. They were good lines, you know? I didn't need to say much, and yet still the vibe came across, and that's all that matters. So I think my favourite thing about being involved in the show, definitely meeting people, that's always been fun. We've not yet been able to meet in person, but hopefully soon, that'd be nice. Yeah, and just sort of being able to go, oh my god, here's a thing I really enjoy doing that I could potentially do as a career. Fucking wild, I didn't even think that was a possibility. So it's kind of boring, but yeah, just going, oh wow, a career path.
What has been the scariest or most disturbing thing in the show for you, if anything?
I actually don't get scared easily. But I'd say the most disturbing thing is Sam's memory loss, as well as the fact that they were asleep for 6 years. Because I really can't imagine losing such a huge period of my life like that. Like, I don't know what I'd do if that happened to me. And it makes me very uneasy.
I'm kind of a horror aficionado. I don't really get spooked by much. The first description of Flat Cat Man's dog, with, like, out the eyes and the tails and, that freaks me out. That kind of half-inspired the pigeon episode thing where the pigeon doesn't have eyes anymore, which that kind of stuck with me a lot. It's just a very unique image, and I don't think I've kind of... I had a very vivid, like, picture of it in my mind. It was... something. It definitely stuck with me.
I think probably like watching Sam, well, listening to Sam, sort of just like being so, the sort of confusion and like that, just, you know, I think the fear of that sort of character about not knowing, you know, who he is and what he is and what's going on. Like, you know, I think it's so beautifully done by, you know, both Pip's writing and Pip's voice acting and everything and every moment that we have with Sam like that. But I think it is really, you know, it's very frightening to sort of listen to as a listener with this character that you've grown to love so much, that, you know, is just so, it's just heart, it was heartbreaking really, and that's kind of what was quite frightening about it. And also I think just generally listening to all these characters that you've grown to love so much and wondering what the bloody hell is going to happen to them.
I think that's probably a tie between maybe Marie's awful parenting and Sam throwing up a chess piece.
Well, I mean, like, in terms of like Joseph Me Daisy, the scariest thing is every time I have to hear my own voice. That's horrendous.
It has got to be Madame Marie. Like, the manipulation and gaslighting that Madame Marie did to Sam, I think, is the most disturbing bit for me.
How much do you know about the show that the audience doesn't?
At this point, very little. I have some knowledge about what may be in store for Bliss in the future, but other than that, I have no idea what's gonna happen in season 2.
Okay, so I have the memory of a goldfish, which means that Pip can, like, tell me anything and I will probably forget it within 5 days. So I don't really know how much of a show that I know that the audience doesn't. It's why I kind of keep to myself in the Discord. I don't really talk about the show just because I'm like, what if what I'm remembering is actually something that hasn't turned up in the show yet? So, yeah, I can't really answer the question. I'm sorry.
Not a lot. Not a lot. When we would get scripts during season 1, we would only get our bits of the scripts. We wouldn't get any of the other script. So I only ever knew what was happening in the scenes that Indy was in. And, you know, Indy scenes were never very long, so I would just kind of be along for the ride on those bits. I think one of the only things I really did know that Madame Marie was gonna like be like a voice. That was quite exciting to know, because obviously that was our little tiny interaction. But other than that, we got to read the whole finale script, but that was the only script I've read the entirety of. So I was pretty much in the dark about everything else, which was great, because it meant I got this sort of best of both worlds, really, because it meant I got to listen to the show as a listener and find out things just from listening every week, and then also be on the other side of it at times, soon beginning to be involved in it, behind it, which is quite cool.
Pretty much nothing. Very little.
I think a fair amount. Pip kind of always used me as like a soundboard for stories, especially when they were writing novels. We'd go on long walks about the villages where we lived, and Pip would just kind of narrate these stories to me, and I'd pick up on bits that were really good, bits that I didn't understand, and Pip would then kind of know what had to be ironed out. So, and that kind of has carried on with Spirit Box Radio. Me and Pip quite often discuss the theories people have.
In terms of how much I know about the show that the audience doesn't, I know a little bit more about my character and the rest of the Sins than the audience does, but in terms of plot, I am absolutely in the dark, so my guess is as good as any of yours, really. There were some episodes that came out that even I, you know, if I'm not in a script, I don't know about it, and some of them were very surprising to me.
Yeah, we didn't really know much more than the audience. Like, we knew bits. We knew kind of where the series was heading because we knew what the finale was, but we didn't know any of the in-betweens. We didn't necessarily know how we got there. So each episode was as much of a surprise as it was for the audience, which I thought was really cool. It's been really nice to be able to be a part of something and yet also be a fan of it at the same time, because we don't know everything. And yeah, we never knew what editing that Pitt would do. So even with the finale, yes, we knew the lines, but we didn't know any of the sound effects that Pitt had put in. We didn't know how they'd edited stuff together. We didn't know if they cut any bits. Like, so it was really nice to hear a finished product. So yeah, we don't know that much. We know nothing. We know what we need to know in order to read the lines correctly, and that's about it.
Are you involved in any other shows or making any cool projects, or do you have anything else that you'd like to promote today?
I'm actually part of a fan translation group for the Magnus Archives. We are translating the whole podcast into Spanish, and we're about halfway through season 3, so if you or anyone you know could benefit from translated transcripts, we're at @TMA_LATM on Twitter and at @TMA-Latino on Tumblr.
I actually do. I definitely want people to listen to Challenger Deep when it comes out later this year, because I'm playing the protagonist and I get to work my voice acting chops a little more, which I'm very excited about it. And then there might be another project in the works where I actually write this time. So watch this space for 2022, hopefully.
If anybody ever wants to interact with me, I'm always on the Discord, or sort of where I am about 95% of the time is on TikTok. Like I said, I do sort of cosplay content, specifically like podcast stuff usually, but then I do other stuff too. And so if you ever want to interact with me on there, my username is @Cravensworth. If you ever want to tag me in Spirit Box Radio stuff, please feel free to do that. I enjoy seeing Spirit Box Radio stuff on there so much. So please tag me in all of it, please.
I also voice act on another queer horror podcast called Seven of Hearts. So if you like queer horror, which if you're listening to Spirit Box Radio, you probably do, check us out.
I have a theatre company called On We Go Productions. It's a fun time. It started out as a kind of online festival back in July called the Rainbow Spotlight, which was all about queer theatre. And yeah, we are now On We Go Productions. Find us on Twitter @OWGProds. We're currently doing some research for true crime fans, which I'm sure there are plenty of you listening. If you email onwegoprods@gmail.com and tell us all about why you love true crime, why you think other people love true crime, and then also like a little bit about yourself, your gender, your age, your ethnicity, just so we have like some contextual stuff around it. And yeah, keep an eye out on our Twitter for any, because we have opportunities coming up. We've got we'll have some shows coming up, which are very, very exciting.
Some other things I'm working on. The main one right now is a podcast coming out soon, or the pilot of a podcast coming out soon, called Keep It Steady, which is a queer sort of rom-com about two high schoolers fake relationshiping their way into love. It's honestly super charming. I do the intro announcements for the show, the closing announcements, in the style of basically high school morning announcements, which was loads of fun and also will sound very, very different from what you've heard of me in Spirit Box Radio. So if you could keep an eye out for Keep It Steady and see if you can recognize me when it airs.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you so much for listening and showing interest in the show. As I said, being a part of it is amazing on its own, but people actually engaging with it is very rewarding, even as someone who's appeared in a total of like 3 episodes, like I have. So thank you so much.
The past year and a bit have been insane for me. And this has kind of changed my life a lot. I didn't really expect to become a voice actor, let alone be part of something like Spirit Box Radio, where we have a fandom and people who do fan art for us and write fics about for us. And the fact that we have a wiki still blows my mind. Occasionally that just pops into my head and I go, holy shit, there's a wiki. But yeah, I just kind of want to say thank you, because I didn't really have anything going for me this time last year. And then I started my TikTok, which I got into cosplay again, and that led onto me advertising Spirit Box Radio and getting into Spirit Box Radio. And now I've got so many creative projects that I get to be a part of, and they're so cool. And every time I talk about it to my friends, they're like, you actually sound really excited about something. And I'm like, I know, I am. It's really weird. But yeah, it's been a blast, and I love you all dearly.
Thank you, Pip, for having me. I am having so much fun. I think that's everything.
Thanks for listening.
A big old thank you to everybody, to the audience, because without you guys, we wouldn't really have a show, because no one would be listening, so why would there be a show? You know, whole chicken egg situation, or whatever it is. And a big old thank you to Pip for hiring me, and also being wonderful. He's a wonderful human being, and he writes and directs the show, and it's very cool. And he edits it and does pretty much everything else. This man does so much work. And then to the cast for being wonderful humans. Oh, very good.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed meeting some of our cast. If you still want to support the show, even though the crowdfunder has ended, a great way to do that is through our Patreon. There's a load of cool benefits that you get. So you get one day early access to episodes of Spirit Box Radio and director's notes every 2 weeks when the show is running, plus a load of extra other things like Discord rewards. And if you just want to make a one-off donation, we do have a Ko-fi. And links for both of those things are in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and just, thank you.
Tune in, get spooky.
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 Catch you later, little bits.
Be gay, do crimes. Tune in and get spooky.